The serpent tempts Adam and Eve, and they sin against God, thus subjecting all of creation to the effects of sin. In their disobedience to God, Adam and Eve plunged man into the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. A knowledge that was originally beyond the boundaries of proper human life. It's not good for us to know everything. We now know evil because they transgressed God's command, and this knowledge sent the world spiraling into chaos. In Genesis chapter 4, Cain murdered his brother Abel. Fratricide is the result of the knowledge of good and evil. And in just a few generations, a man named Lamech, Genesis chapter 4, verse 19, participated in polygamy. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 24, he sought revenge and committed mass murder. Until we come to Genesis chapter 6, when God looked down on humanity and the evil thoughts of their hearts, he sent the flood. He judged all of humanity and only saved 8 souls. But even after the flood, we see chaos and sin. Natural questions arise: is this the image of God? Is this the likeness of God? What happened to the image bearers? In Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, God called on Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply. He follows that up with, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed." Because God made man in his own image. God gave a warrant for capital punishment. And the basis for that is the protection of the dignity and the reality that we are still